Wait for now. Let's say hello to Thomas James and Sarah Holborn, who have joined us in the studio today. Hello, Thomas and Sarah.
Hi.
Hi. Right, we've got a little bit of a problem because we can't hear you very well because I've positioned your mics down low because you've positioned them in the singing position because we're going to have a session. We're going to have three tracks that you're going to play live in the studio for us, which is great. So which song have we got lined up first?
This first song is a song from my debut album. It's called 1989.
Okay. When you're ready. In fact, when I'm ready.
1 second. I don't mind a bit of dead air. Right.
Yeah,
when you're ready.
I fall from the highest places in my mind. Never take the time, I've been waiting on a sideline. Can't believe the speed of time as I feel it pass me by. So I stand at a fierce crossroad in my life, unable to decide, like a slow scene from a movie, stuck inside a traffic line. There's no standstill, no rewind. This time, I wanna get it right. This time, I got a second chance at life like it's 1989. Sometimes I reminisce on my past life. Now I've come to decide I wanna kick it old school, just like I used to do. And hope will dust me off like I'm brand new, yeah. Hold on those walls in my head, just see what's inside. Let go of every defense I had built in my mind. Won't wait for life to send me a sign. There's no time to cocoon, I'll just come back as a butterfly. This time, I wanna get it right. This time, I got a second chance at life like it's 1989. I know that it's a beautiful world.
Indeed, 1989. I was going to ask, what happened in 1989?
I was born.
That's made me feel really, really old. Yes. Okay, sorry. moving on quickly. Right, what's the second song we're going to have?
The second song we're going to play for you is a song called I'm Good to Go. It's a bit of a little country song.
Cool. Okay, when you're ready.
I wanna live in the countryside, where hills are gold and horses are wild. And I wanna be there when my ship comes in. I'll watch it haul and turn around again. And I wanna find a place no one knows, with nothing behind me, just one dirt road. On a train, see where it leads. If even the railroad has a heart that beats. My mind's not gonna move, no, not for nothing. I'm not gonna sit and wait for something good to come. Cause I'm free as a bird, yes I'm as free as can be. I don't need nobody to tell me so. I'll just backpack to Clarksdale somehow, on my radio. I wanna leave the grave behind and look for gold. And I wanna live in the countryside. These big city lights leave nowhere to hide. This concrete jungle, concrete land. But you dig it all up, see the earth again. It's not gonna move, no, not for nothing. No, I'm not gonna sit and wait for something good to come. Cause I'm free as a bird, yes I'm as free as can be. I don't need nobody to tell me so. I'll just backpack to Clarksdale somehow, so my radio. I wanna leave the grave behind and look for gold. Oh, does it matter if I get there? Well, I just wanna sit upon the throne. The grass may be green here on this side, but that's not what I'm searching for. Oh, so I wanna go back to 39, sleep in a shack, drink whiskey and wine. Just find me the blues, the heart and the soul. There's always been a pilgrim in me, I know. Cause I'm free as a bird, yes I'm as free as can be. I don't need nobody to tell me so.
Very nice, yeah, excellent. And that was called I'm Good To Go, yeah?
Yes, the one.
Brilliant, okay. We got one more song from you. Which song have we got left?
This one's a new song. It's going to be... It's been recorded for a new EP, but I don't know when it's going to come out yet. But it's called The Real Thing.
Okay, when you're ready.
Onto your side from the best day of your life, and always wear that smile. You're looking good, leave it on. Let go of doubt you hold. There's no room for sad, you know. No use in looking back. Let it go, watch it pass. Crashing through all the joy they promised you. When all your hope is gone, plant that tree, grow your own. Be bright and always bold. There's no shame in growing older. Kind has been the day. It always was and always will be. And now the real thing.
Nice, very nice indeed. The Real Thing from Thomas James and Sarah Holborn there. We'll be having a chat with Thomas and Sarah in about 2 minutes' time. St. Etienne and Nothing Can Stop Us from 1991. We just heard three tracks from Thomas James to Sarah on backing vocals. And we've swung them round to the other microphones and they should be in front of them now. Hello, Thomas, and hello, Sarah. Hello, hang on. Do you want to say hello again?
Hi.
Hi. Have the mics actually shifted since, or have the chairs sunk down? I'm not quite sure what's happened there.
No, they can move closer.
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, we're having some non-technical difficulties. I just can't get the mics in the right position. Here we go. Hang on a minute. Do you want to just come a little bit closer to the mics? Hang on a minute. You look a bit uncomfortable. You shouldn't need to stretch up too much. If you just say, right, let's start again. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Perfect. Okay, brilliant. Okay, well, welcome to Phoenix FM. But good. I hope you're not in too torturous a position in actually reaching the mics. You don't look too uncomfortable, so that's good.
It's about fine.
Okay, right. Let's start at the beginning. This isn't the first time that you've had dealings with us, of course. We go back a long, long way, don't we, Thomas?
As you told me earlier, to my surprise, 9 years.
Frightening, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
You were, I think, the second band on the on a feature that we launched in December 2005 called The Creative Sessions, down at Creative Recording Studios in East Taunton, which is still going strong. We've had 150 bands do it since then, and you were band number two, I think. It was Crosstown Traffic, wasn't it?
That's right.
It was. What happened to that band?
We were at school at the time and kind of... The drummer at the time, my friend Adam, he sort of didn't really kind of like what we ended up doing. But regardless, the boys ended up going off to uni and, you know, you go your separate ways. But Jamie Day, who plays bass for me now, was actually in Crosstown Traffic. He's just come back from Australia, so he's...
You would have all been about 16 at the time.
Yeah, 15, like 16. Yeah.
Wow, long time ago. And we've still got the session tracks on the system, and we've still got your interview floating around as well.
I'd love to hear them.
I want to hear that.
Oh, I think that could be going on the website very soon. I'll see if I can dig that out and get that up. In the meantime, obviously, you've kept the music going, and you're now no longer Crosstown Traffic. You're now Thomas Jones.
Yeah, I just do my own. I've been in various projects. I've been in heavy bands. I've been in sort of softer rock bands. I've been a part of a songwriting and production team for a little while, producing kind of and writing pop songs.
Yeah. Any notable achievements in that field or?
Not really, no. I mean, as I've got older, I've now work and, I was fortunate enough that when I was from the age of 18 till 21, I toured with my band at the time, a heavy band called Can I.
And
we travelled through Europe for, you know, the best part of 2-3 years.
I didn't know you were in Kenai. Didn't you come down to do another session for
probably
us with Kenai? I think you did. I think maybe did. I've got a feeling that you recorded it and maybe somebody left and then we didn't go through. I think did you have a singer leave or yeah, somebody.
We did.
I might be wrong because we've had a lot of bands come and go, but I remember we recorded a session and the singer left and then couldn't come back and do the overdubs and then we couldn't use the session. I've got a feeling that might have. We're talking about a long, long time ago, but yeah. Wow. So you toured Europe?
Yeah, we toured through Europe. We were actually signed to a German record label, so we got, you know, a lot of support slots and things like that out there, so we were fairly busy.
Did you play to any big crowds out there?
Yeah, we played to we did a festival in Germany and it was to something like 20,000 people.
Wow.
We did some big, you know, some big shows out there.
So
I think that's kind of the draw when you go abroad. They, especially if you're from the UK or from the US, they want to hear you.
They automatically think you're brilliant. Yeah. Which you often are, but you get a head start on the local bands,
yeah,
which is nice.
Yeah, it is a head start, yeah.
Yeah, and what happened to Kenai then?
Again, musical differences. With having six people in a sort of band arena is very tough. It's tough to keep everyone on the same wavelength, on the same page.
Mm.
And really, it was just, you know, various music and
imploded
musical differences.
And are you still in touch? Was it an amicable parting of the ways?
They're still all my best friends.
Mm-hmm.
The drummer, Tom Stryker, who played drums for Kenai, drums for me.
Right.
Again, live. So, they're you know, they were my best friends and they still are. So,
but not so heavy because you're not
Your music
is not heavy anymore, is it?
Well, that's the thing, because I was... You know, my first exposure to music was from my dad's record collection.
Mm.
And in there you've got, like, the most notable for me is probably Jimi Hendrix.
Crosstown Traffic, that's the obvious one, isn't it? Yeah.
When I heard Jimi Hendrix and saw him play and sing him, you know, do both, and that sort of made me realise that's what I wanted to do. But I'm a massive fan of kind of blues and jazz and all sorts of music, really, but I'm definitely kind of a blues bass player, and I like to think that now I sort of try and fuse pop sounds and blues sounds, and, you know, a bit of everything that I like.
Well, you had a bit of country in one of the songs that we heard earlier, so there's a lot of. How would you describe your music generally to someone who hasn't heard you before?
Ooh, I'd say it's pop rock of. You know, with varying influences, I think.
Pop rock. That's not a dirty word yet,
no,
so that's good.
No,
yeah, there's not enough pop rock about, I think. Yeah, that's good. So, and you've got your band together, and we've got Sarah here today. How long have you been a musical item together?
Well,
we've not known each other long. I've only about a year, I think it was. But I only joined the band a few months ago. We only sort of put it together a few months ago. Apart from that, Tom's been doing it solo. So,
right. So you're fairly new. So the songs are fairly new to you, obviously. Are you involved in the writing as well, Sarah? Or is it
no, but we have our own duo that we're writing for at the moment.
Oh right.
So we've got various other side projects. Yeah.
And you've got your solo stuff as well, which we'll which we'll no doubt talk about more on Phoenix FM because we've got the CD, so we've got something to play, which is good. So Thomas, it's just yourself that does the writing. Is that what you get collaborations with?
For my album that I put it out on last February, and it's free to download if you go to my website, which is thomasjamesofficial.com. And more or less, I took those, you know, took myself away, wrote a bunch of songs, and recorded them in a bedroom with my drummer,
right,
who's a great producer and, you know, does great work with just the home studio that he's got. Now I've got the band with me as well. I like to kind of bring in the core ideas for the songs and a direction, and let them add their own bits in, you know, rather than me tell them. Because at the end of the day, on my album, I did play bar the drums, I played more or less all the instruments, but I'm not a keyboard player, I'm not a bass player, and I trust those guys that they know better than I do. And
sensible decision, really, because you got to stick to what you're good at. Other people stick to what they're good at. You stick to what you're good at, then everybody's doing
a
good job.
It's interesting for me as well, for me to bring in a song and have them add something to it that I didn't expect or wouldn't have done myself. Mm. That's a lot more interesting to me than doing everything myself. And
as long as it's not a 15-minute drum solo or something like that.
Yeah. Although I keep asking him if he'll do a drum solo live, but he won't. He won't have any of it.
Well, I find that if you just ask somebody enough, long enough, then eventually they give in.
Yeah,
they get
possibly.
Fed up. So, little tip. Yeah. Who inspires you when you're writing the songs? Sort of lyrical content and musically.
I've got a lot of, I mean, I listen, I make a point to sort of listen to as much different music as I can. Some guys that more recently I've really got into and really enjoyed their newer material is Jamie Cullum. I really like what he does. Again, he's one of those kind of pure musicians, pure sort of jazz musician that takes his songwriting into pop fields and sort of blends it, and I like that. There's a jazz singer that I really like called Gregory Porter.
Oh yeah.
Who's from the States, who's sort of, because still quite a small, relatively small artist, and I really like what he does. Robert Cray, his blues guitarist and singer, who's
See, these are proper inspirations, because you're talking about people that, you know, that you admire and you aspire to, but you're not trying to copy what they're doing on in your songs.
No.
There's probably a little bit of subconscious copying, but whereas other people might say, oh yeah, I'm a big fan of Oasis, and then they'll play their song and it'll sound like an Oasis B-side or C-side, you know. But you don't seem to try and, you know, emulate them musically. It's more like an aspiration that you admire what they do. And
yeah, definitely.
There's obviously some influence there, but it's quite... you've got the mellowness of these artists without actually trying to steal their riffs, basically.
Yeah, I think as well as the more that time goes on, I feel like the, you know, more original ideas you come up with, because I mean when you do sort of first start out writing songs, writing music in general, you do go to things that you like, and you quite often go, oh, I'd love a song like that. And sometimes, you know, but I think, you know, in certain ways, if you go out and you try and emulate what other people are doing to begin with, that's a great way to learn. It's a great way to learn how to write and why a certain thing works, or you know, I think you learn from
trial and error,
you know, trying to, you know, it's almost like you become an original artist when you fail to be like those, because you can't no matter how hard you try, you can't emulate anyone else.
No, that's right. You got to end up doing your own thing. One band that came to mind when I heard a couple of the three songs that you did, the way that Sarah's vocals just fade in and harmonize at the right time, I was thinking Deacon Blue.
I don't actually know then.
I was expecting an uneasy silence. Funny enough, they were quite big in 1989. But they were Scottish. They had their sort of male-female harmonies, a bit like yourself, which is great, because now that you've admitted on air you haven't heard them, no one can accuse you of copying them. Which is good. But I thought there was a little bit of that kind of sort of late 80s singer-songwriter thing that was going on, because there was a lot of quality. I mean, the 80s gets I won't say knocked, but you know all about the outlandish fashions and the synths ruining all the music and that kind of thing, but there were a lot of good quality singer songwriters that started in the 80s, Tracy Chapman and things like that, and it wasn't
love Tracy Chapman.
It wasn't like the sort of singer songwriters you get today, which are a little bit weaker in my view. I don't understand the appeal of Ed Sheeran, for example, which is a little bit controversial, but you know, when you hear so many other singer-songwriters, you can understand it. But possibly subconsciously sort of going towards that era, that's what I thought. But that's just the acoustic. Of course, your songs that you've recorded are a different proposition altogether. I was looking on your SoundCloud earlier, you've got quite a lot of songs onto your belt now.
I mean, on my album there's 10 tracks that are available. I've just recorded another 4 for an EP that, if I don't get it ready by October, I'll probably save it for sort of springtime next year. But I find it hard not to write, I must admit. But it quite often happens that, you know, while I'm recording and working on a release, there are songs that I'm thinking almost, can I finish these and do those instead? And they might be a week old, or I find it very hard to shut off. You know, I'm always tapping my foot, thinking about something, you know, it's a good thing, I suppose.
It is a good thing, and it's good to be prolific as well. And actually, because there's a lot of bands who don't really do the album thing now. Things have changed a little bit. In the old days, it was, you know, get noticed, single album tour, and it was a routine. And people now, of course, can just record a couple of songs and then stick them straight out for people to evaluate and buy and that kind of thing. And often albums kind of you know, it's becoming a little bit of a lost art that people are just doing these singular songs rather than trying to craft a whole load of a body of work. And one of the bands who we were talking about December 2005 when you did the session for us down at Creative Studios, one of the bands who performed that day released their debut album last year.
Okay.
8 years down the line, including one or two of the songs that they actually recorded live that day as well. So they took a long time to get going, and it's a little bit, well, I wouldn't say frustrating is not the right word. When you get a band who's been around 3, 4, 5 years and they've only released about 6 songs in total, then yeah, they could probably pull their finger out and do a bit more. So yeah, nothing wrong with writing and churning out as much as you can.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair to a lot of bands, I mean, it is costly. You can record at home, but you'll never, unless you're really good at it, I don't think you ever really get that real, genuine studio quality unless you rent a studio, you know. And it's costly, it's really costly. And, you know, for them to go, a band to go in and record 3, 4 songs as opposed to 10, 12, you know, there's a big difference in the, you know, the cost.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm very lucky that my friend Tom, you know, has his studio at home and recorded my whole album for me for free. He wouldn't take any money, so I bought him a Fender Strat for his studio.
Oh, nice.
But like I say, without that kind of facility, probably the same thing would have happened to me. I probably would have gone and recorded 3, 4 songs and spent a lot of money, which is in turn what I've done with the new EP that I've recorded. Like we did rent a studio and we did, you know, it's cost a bit more money.
I'm sure if there's any studio people listening, we do have a few listening, but I'm sure someone will come along and give you a good deal next time if you need one. So we bear that in mind. No, it's, I mean, we've got the obviously the recorded output, and it's great to have the physical CD here in my hand. I know it's radio, but here it is in my hand. And you've got some gigs and festivals coming up as well. So
that's it, yeah. We're off to Brownstock Festival in Chelmsford tomorrow. We're playing on Saturday, but we're nice enough to give every... all the artists sort of camping passes for the whole weekend.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
So we're going to be down there. If anyone is listening who is going and interested, we're going to be playing on the Treehouse stage at 11:30 on Saturday.
That's AM, isn't it?
It's an early AM. Should have mentioned that.
Yeah. I mean, it's shaping up quite well because I was down on the site yesterday morning.
Okay.
And I was watching it all being built, and it's a great little festival, actually, isn't it?
Yeah. I've never been myself. I know a lot of people who have been, who've said, you know, it's obviously on the smaller side of things, but it is a good, you know.
Well, you don't have to be a genius to know that, you know, a lot of these festivals, they do struggle financially, you know, they'll book bands and they'll book artists and they can't afford to pay them. Yeah. The ticket sales don't come in. But Brownstock, this is the 10th year, 6,000 capacity, although it's actually 5,999. I don't think they're allowed to say 6,000 because of licensing laws. And it's nearly sold out. And for a you know, 5,000 or 6,000 festival, and they get artists with the calibre of Dizzy Rascal and The Feeling and Razorlight.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, it's very well regarded. Yeah. So that's got to be something you're going to be looking forward to. It should be
a
few people buzzing about.
Good bit of fun. To say it's nice that my band members, you know, are four of my best friends. So, you know, it's nice to be able to, you know, take them along and stay for the weekend. But we've got a few more shows coming up.
The Water Rats you're playing. Nice little pub.
In King's Cross. I believe we've got one in the Spice of Life in Soho.
I don't know that. Do you know that place?
Not so, but I've never been there, actually. No, I've been told it's quite good. They hold a regular open mic night that's fairly well regarded up there. So, but we've got a set date, set slot on a certain date up there. I think it's the 18th of October. Any other gig dates and any other stuff can all be found on my site, which is thomasjamesofficial.com.
There is one that we remember, of course, 31st of October at Old Brentwoods. You're playing for us with the full band.
It will be full band.
How many of you will there be on the stage?
There'll be five, including me.
Okay.
We have I have a drummer, a bass player, another guitarist, Sarah, who's here, sings backing vocals, and
Brilliant.
Other two guys will both do backing vocals as well, so
yeah,
a lot of sounds going on. But
should be a good night, that one. Yeah, we're looking forward to that. And of course, after that we'll be recording it, and the set will be going out on the air as well. So there'll be more of that. And Sarah, of course, because I didn't know that you were coming, so I haven't prepared a long list of questions for you. You'll be really relieved here, but you've
gone for that.
But you've given me a CD because you've recorded a CD as well, In Too Deep.
I have, yes.
Which is brand new, isn't it? So
I released it in, I think it was March, going on April, think it was, yeah.
And I sympathise with at least two of these tracks, Ice Cream and I'll Never Drink Again. I think that strikes a chord with a lot of us out there. So and that's same kind of singer-songwriter, acoustic guitar?
Yeah, a bit of everything really. Like, there's some folk tracks in there, quite a lot of pop inspired. I love McFly and that sort of thing.
Oh,
so
right, yeah.
A lot of pop in there and some acoustic singer-songwritery type stuff as well. So a bit of everything really.
Great. Okay, well, we'll be hearing some of that in the future as well. So what does the future hold for you, Thomas?
I guess just keep I've got to one of those sort of ages where kind of the most important thing for me now is just having fun, enjoying what I'm doing. I can't help but write music. If I was told that, you know, for instance, I'd never ever get a record deal, anything, it wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't particularly bother me.
Seriously, who cares about a record deal, really?
I love music for, you know, and for that reason, kind of.
You get the opportunity. It's a bit like Phoenix FM, really. You know, we're not Capital Radio by any means, but we're all here because we do what we love. Clearly, you're in the same position with your music, and you're doing it because you got this love of music.
Yeah, that's it. I'll just keep playing.
Cool.
Going out there and, you know, I'd like to go and reach new ears and give out CDs and all sorts of stuff. So as I say, even I've been doing music a long time, but this project really only sort of started last year, so really in the grand scheme of things it's a pretty new concept, you know, of me, you know, writing everything myself and going out as a solo artist.
You're keeping busy, you've recorded stuff, you've got lots of songs, you're making up for lost time.
Yeah, definitely. I had a few years sort of gap of, you know, doing various bits that never really amounted to anything, so now I just stick to kind of what I hope I'm good at and
great,
you know, see what happens.
Well, that's great stuff. Well, Phoenix FM listeners will be able to see you at the gigs we talked about. Of course, you're playing back in Brentwood on 31st of October, and they'll be able to hear you probably, that show's probably going to go out on the 8th of November, but we'll confirm that. And they can also find out more about you on your websites.
Yeah, that's it. I've
thomasjamesofficial.com.
If you go on the main website, there is links to everything, my YouTube channel, my Facebook, my Twitter. You know,
in the old days, we had to read everything out because people wrote it down and then put it in the browser. But of course, you just search for it.
Yeah,
now,
it's all there. It's either, you know, listed under anything, generally under Thomas James UK or Thomas James Official.
And YouTube, you've got a Vivo channel as well. That's kind of
well, I'll tell you the funny story about that is that I could not find a single URL that I wanted.
Okay.
So I just added Vivo on the end of something that I wanted because it was the only way I could get something that wasn't.
And it's,
you know,
not, but it's not Vivo.
It's not an official Vivo. No, I wish it was.
Oh dear. But we've outed you.
It was that, or, you know, having Thomas James UK 123794. I wasn't really up for that.
I'll tell you what, I was impressed when I saw that. Good work. Yeah, as long as Vivo solicitors don't knock on the door and demand any money out of it, don't worry about it. We'll cut that bit out later. Okay, Thomas, Sarah, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks
a lot. Great to hear the music, and we look forward to seeing you again soon.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks. Cheers.